It's been a relatively slow year for the U.S. biotech sector. So far, only 16 companies nationwide have gone public since January. That's about half as many as during the boom years between 2013 and 2015. But the last couple of weeks have seen four IPOs, including two here in Massachusetts for the firms Mersana and Aileron. Both are focused on cancer drugs. For a look at the dry spell and what might be driving the possible shift underway, we spoke with Luke Timmerman, founder and editor of the biotech industry newsletter, The Timmerman Report.
In short, it's politics. Like you said, biotech was in a boom from 2013 to 2015, but investors in the sector started to get a little nervous last year, in 2016, because it was an election year, and both presidential candidates were out on the campaign trail talking tough against drug companies. And in January, you may recall, President Trump also said this.
The other thing we have to do is create new bidding procedures for the drug industry because they're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
That was President Trump speaking about the high prices that consumers and the federal government are paying for prescription medicine. So, Luke, what's changed that might be driving the uptick in the biopharma sector?
Well, some of that tough talk from President Trump appears to be softening a bit. Last month, Kaiser Health News reported that President Trump's task force, called the Drug Pricing and Innovation Working Group, may be working toward policies that are a bit more friendly towards the drug companies. So that means biotech investors might be looking at this sector a little more positively. Over the past few weeks, biotech stocks have risen faster than other sectors, and that creates a bit of herd mentality among investors. I spoke to Brian Scorney, who is a veteran biotech analyst, about this.
There's a tendency to invest in things that have been successful in the past, even though that's not necessarily the best practice for investing. But people look back at the year and they say, oh, biotech has really outperformed. I want to buy another biotech that's going to outperform.
So when the market is doing well, there tends to be an inflow of new capital into the sector, and that drives new IPOs.
All right, on to these two Boston-area biotech companies, Mersana and Aileron. Why are they going public now, Luke?
Well, both companies are developing new cancer drugs, but they have very different and potentially promising approaches. But of course, this is hard work. It's not easy. So they have to spend many years and many millions of dollars to find out if they're right. So to fund all the expensive clinical trials they need to do, they're going to have to find other investors with more money to put to work. And that leads them to the NASDAQ.
What are these companies hoping for in terms of medical breakthroughs? And start by focusing on Mersana.
Yeah, so Mersana, for one, is developing drugs that work like smart bombs, or what you could call a heat-seeking missile for cancer. Essentially, the company makes targeted drugs that are designed to zero in on the surface of a cancer cell. And when the antibody latches onto the cancer cell, it's supposed to drop that bomb, so to speak, inside the cancer cell. Now, other companies have made similar drugs, but Mersana has made a few changes, including a way to keep that so-called bomb from breaking off prematurely before it reaches the cancer cells. And they also say they've found a way to attach more of those little cancer-fighting bombs to a single dose.
Okay, that's Mersana. What about the other Boston-area company, Aileron?
Yeah, Aileron. So they're on the other side of Kendall Square near MIT. And what Aileron is trying to do is essentially go after one of the holy grails of cancer, something called P53. And this is a gene that is supposed to suppress tumors, ordinarily. But when it mutates, the body loses the ability to fight off the cancer. And scientists have been studying the P53 target for decades, but no one has developed a drug against it. So far, Aileron has run about 95 patients through clinical trials with its experimental drug. Mostly, that's just to make sure that low doses of this new drug are safe. And future studies will have to be larger, longer, and test higher doses to see if it's still safe and if it has any efficacy.
All right, and we'll eventually see how those trials turn out. Luke Timmerman, who watches the biotech industry through his newsletter, The Timmerman Report, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.